like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
And this is It's Movie Time. And it's holiday time.
It's the best time of year if you love the movies.
You do, I know. So, Mary, are you looking forward to and this is going to be the month of December.
Yes.
So, are you looking forward to anything that's new coming out?
I have to say, Mary Poppins Returns is the one I am most looking forward to. And a friend of mine as well, we keep checking in with each other to make sure that it's still opening in December and that we're available to go see it.
Oh, together. I don't know, Mary. You try to fill the shoes. Is it Julie Andrews?
Julie Andrews.
Do you try to fill those? Emily Blunt? I don't know.
I have to say that as classic as it is and as beloved as it is, having an update for this generation and with the new technology that's available, there was a lot of criticism of Dick Van Dyke at the time because of his over-the-top Cockney accent.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And so I think that this is a great opportunity to update the film with new voices, the same characters. And it's reminiscent to me a little bit of the Ewan McGregor film earlier this year with Winnie the Pooh, and that in this case, the Davis children are older and she returns to help them recapture the
Wonderful.
Magic of their All right. childhood. As was the same in the Ewan McGregor film with Winnie the Pooh. So I'm looking forward
well,
to it.
Well, okay, and I'm looking forward to it skeptically. But it's a time, seems to me, also where costume dramas, I just enjoy them so much.
Yes.
So the favorite
Oscar contenders, as we like to say.
Right, and so ones like The Favorite.
Yes.
Queen Anne, an actress I'm not too aware of. Olivia Colman is playing her and apparently has put on weight and just is unrecognizable. But at least from the trailer, it looks delightful, as well as two very fine contemporary actresses.
Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz.
Boy, oh boy.
And in the trailer, it looks like those two characters that they have. And it's interesting that there's three female lead characters, protagonists
yes.
and antagonists,
excellent.
Which is
yes.
wonderful.
Yes, yes, yes.
That they really go at it and get into their comedic chops with these roles. So I'm excited to see that.
Well, Mary, we can't ignore the classic favorites. Do you have one, or are you looking forward to seeing one again?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, I want to thank my friends on Facebook for answering my quick poll question.
Oh, good.
To see if,
all right.
If any new ideas came forward from their memory bank. But the two that most people resonated at and that I'm looking forward to seeing are It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
Whether in the theater or on television,
yeah.
those films just capture
yeah.
the nostalgia of when families came together to watch movies and enjoy what they meant for the holidays.
And, you know, I think you hit the two big ones.
Absolutely.
I mean, the only one you didn't hit was my favorite, Bad Santa.
I wouldn't call those classic. That era is not classic. But there was a couple of nods amongst my friends for White Christmas and Holiday
well,
Inn
yeah. boy,
as well.
Oh boy, isn't that, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, and how about something else coming out new?
New. Well, my, in addition to Mary Poppins Returns and The Favorite, more serious film that I'm interested in seeing is If Beale Street Could Talk, which is from Barry Jenkins, who co-wrote Moonlight and directed
And
Moonlight.
From the James Baldwin story.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, it's, from the trailers, it just looks like it's an incredible cast, very true to the story.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see after the success of Moonlight.
Yes.
What's next?
I have
for
been
Barry
looking
Jenkins.
For some. Me too. Strange story. Young couple falsely accused.
He becomes falsely accused of a crime and it derails their relationship.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So.
But it also causes conflict within their families. And the way it not doesn't sound like much of a Christmas theme film, but I'm really excited to see it and see a fine young cast under Barry Jenkins' direction.
Well, currently out there, and you mentioned, you reminded me of the Green Book.
Oh, I just saw that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did.
How about that?
I have to say, one of the best films of the year.
Without question, yeah.
And you mentioned earlier the actress playing Queen Anne being totally transformed.
Yes.
Viggo Mortensen.
Unbelievable.
Totally transformed physically in this role.
And it has a Christmas ending.
It does.
You know, for us Italians, it's a perfect one.
You know,
I try to replicate that with our dinners, make sure that we're yelling and screaming and so on and just enjoying ourselves. But you're also reminding me of another transformation coming up.
Yes, in Vice.
Oh, my Lord.
Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney.
Holy.
I had to watch the trailer twice to convince myself that he plays Dick Cheney because he's so transformed in the weight gain and in the makeup and the prosthetics. There's no hint of him physically other than his height. They couldn't fake that.
Listen, the insidious drawl.
Yes.
And in that trailer when he and George Bush, delightfully played by Sam Rockwell. He says, yeah, that sounds good to me. You know, I mean, Cheney is working him already.
Oh, completely.
You know, I don't want to be vice, but if, you know, I'll take over foreign policy.
Basically, your role as president, right. I will take over.
And Bush says, yeah, that sounds good.
Well, it totally confirmed my theory that there was a bit of a puppet presidency going on.
Oh, Lord. Oh. So anyway, yes, And just the way Bale talks, I just.
Well,
just...
and having seen him in his first film, which was Empire of the Sun, directed by
Steven
Spielberg as a kid, and seeing how he's grown as an actor, and then to take on this role is just amazing to me. What an incredible career arc he has had.
Well, Mary, at this time of year, somebody always comes through with a film that could be an Oscar contender, and he always pulls it in the last month, and this is Clint Eastwood.
Ah, yes.
The film is called The Mule. An old guy in his 80s pulling a job to get some extra money as a mule, as a drug mule.
I am skeptical about that
You
one.
Should be, right. You should be. But anyway, he comes around at the end of the year. Another one? Any other one that you might go to the theaters with all these Facebook friends of yours?
Well, there's a couple that we may have to do in-home.
Okay.
But the modern classics, which Bad Santa, no one suggested, I'm sorry to say. There was one typical guy suggestion that Die Hard...
It's
a holiday.
You know,
film.
That usually shows up.
It usually shows up, but that did not get the top vote. The top vote getters were Love Actually, which
good choice
is a one that I always like seeing.
Listen, contemporary romance, a very good, and it'll be on a lot of people's.
It was on a lot of people's lists. So if it's not in the theater, we'll have a screening at my house to see it. And the other one, which if you're an Ohioan, especially from Cleveland. A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, Lord. Well, Mary, does that leave anything for us?
It does.
I mean, we will certainly Aquaman, we have to deal with one way or the other.
Aquaman and Bumblebee, the typical. Bumblebee is the next Transformer film.
Okay, right, of course.
Aquaman is the next Marvel Comics film. And of course, these big blockbusters have to come out during the holidays. Something for the kids, something for the whole family.
Well, something for you and me. This one's got you earmarked.
Aquaman does?
No, at Eternity's Gate.
Oh.
About Van Gogh.
Yes.
This is Julian Schnabel is the director, and Willem Dafoe plays Van Gogh. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, and it's great to see him get an opportunity in a lead role, which he has played a lot of supporting roles of late in the Spider-Man films. And I think he even has a role in perhaps Aquaman?
Could be.
I know Nicole Kidman's in Aquaman. She plays the mother.
She's getting work lately.
She is getting a lot of work. Erased.
Yes, in that. Boy Erased. Oh, yeah. But I would say as we leave everybody, and we know the classics, and thank you so much for that rundown, and thanks to your friends, too. What a big help. One that I'm looking forward to that may not necessarily be Christmas, but it looks like fun. And it's called Holmes and Watson.
with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Now, I don't know, Mary. It could be great. It could be really bad.
I think it's one of those films that if you like Will Ferrell films, it has a better shot of really being in your wheelhouse. And the one that that we have not yet mentioned, and as we leave our listeners, is Welcome to Marwen.
Yes.
If you have not seen the trailer, go out and see it. It looks like one of the most unusual films. It's based on a true story of a man who was severely injured in an attack. And to recover, he creates this world of dioramas with dolls portraying scenes that help him heal. And the way that the trailer presents it is these scenes come to life for him, and it's an interaction between his artistic creation and his real life.
Yes.
From a technical perspective, in addition to a very likable actor in Steve Carell playing the lead role, I'm really excited to see
that. And, you know, and Carell, of course, was lead in Beautiful Boy. Mm-hmm. And he's had a great year.
He has had a very good
year. And we've had a pretty good year on It's Movie Time, Mary.
We have had a wonderful time. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.